We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Our next guest, we saw her written about with her son, Ethan, at Philly.com. I believe she's in the Middlesex, New Jersey area. And she got quite a response in social media, Middlesex County, New Jersey. She placed a photo of the bill she received from Boston Children's Hospital for the cost of treating her son Ethan's rare genetic disorder. The bill, which itemized expenses totaling $231,115. Now, that's what it would have cost. She was asked to pay $500. Philly.com says it went viral. Allison Ali Chandra wrote, "It seems fitting that with the Trump hashtag TrumpCare debate raging, I got this bill today from Ethan's most recent open heart surgery." She joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Allison, thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Well, you told Philly.com that you were not particularly political, right? But you became engaged in this. Why?
Well, I wasn't political because I didn't think that politics mattered that much. I spent my life not really being affected personally in any sort of negative way. And I realize now that that was an incredibly privileged position to be in. And I wish that I could go back and kind of redo things because this country doesn't work unless we are all engaged, and I'm realizing that now. I'm engaged now. I'm involved now because my kid's life is on the line. But
well, that's good. And I want to say I'm sorry for the backlash you got of some in social media. You seem to be savvy at social media, so you know it's not exactly the Marcus of Queensbury, some of these people, but...
Well, yeah. As one guy said, hey, this is the internet. She should have known to expect death threats.
Well,
I thought, wow, our discourse has really sunk that low that death threats are an acceptable part
that's,
of everyday conversation.
That's what they do
How
in order to
possible?
Justify. I agree. Now, you wrote an essay for Vox.
I did, yeah.
And you said the tweet was overwhelmingly positive in the beginning, but then this negativity... Mm-hmm. What is it that you wrote? What's your message here? Are you saying we ought to continue relatively in the same system?
I don't think that the current system is perfect. You will never hear me say that the ACA, that Obamacare is a flawless system and it's working great for everyone. What I am trying to say is that there are certain protections built into the system as we have it that are absolutely vital for families like ours and for kids like mine. But at the same time, I have very dear friends who are struggling terribly financially under the current system. And so it's obviously not working in some aspects. A $15,000 deductible plus another $15,000 out-of-pocket cost in 1 year for a family of four, that's not really sustainable. You know?
No, I agree.
That's unaffordable.
Are you feeling that?
So
are you feeling?
Think, go ahead. I'm not a lawmaker, right?
Right.
Let's just put that out there. I'm a mother, and I have my story, and I have my understanding of things. So I want to be very clear that I don't have the answers. I wish I did. I mean, I think we all wish we had the answers at this point. What I think I can say with confidence is that I know what's not the answer. And what's not the answer is to throw the entire system out and try and all of a sudden put in a brand new system and expect it to be flawless and expect it to be seamless. We're seeing this debate as black and white. We're seeing it as left and right, Republican, Democrat, but the vast majority of us are somewhere in the middle, right? Would you agree with that?
Well, Yes. I don't know if I characterize this. Let me ask you this, and I'm not dodging your question. I'm thinking about how I would answer you. This is being used, though, to say, and it's very moving, you have enormous bills here, that you want this to continue to be covered by Medicaid as we know it now. In Jersey, they expanded it. Governor Christie took that. And you do have people that are being brutalized by Obamacare. Are you in the camp that thinks Republicans are fooling around with something that's going to really put your child at risk?
I do, yes.
Okay.
We're not currently on Medicaid.
Okay.
So our insurance right now is private insurance through my husband's employer. The ACA provides protections for all plans, not just Medicaid plans or, plans purchased on the open market. This is a common misconception that happens in a lot of the conversations I've been having. So that's why I just put it. I mean, I know you know this, but just for anyone who's listening who might not know that.
Well, now, as we understand it, and there's several moving parts to this, Republicans would put this up to the states. You're in a state, New Jersey, where it would seem to me that your pre-existing coverage will be dealt with in a way that's fair.
Absolutely.
You'll be covered.
Yep, I have a good amount of confidence in our government, in our state legislature, in the people in power in New Jersey. So I didn't start this whole campaign, I guess you would call it. I don't know. I'm like an unwitting spokesperson here. I wasn't planning this. I didn't start this out because I'm necessarily afraid that it will absolutely happen to me, but I'm in contact with hundreds of families around the country, tons of heterotaxy families with other children with other special needs. And they maybe don't live in a state where their coverage is going to be guaranteed. Maybe they're in a state where Medicaid wasn't expanded or where the expansion is going to be rolled back. You know, I have friends, I have dear friends whose children rely on Medicaid, not necessarily as their primary insurance. So maybe they get their surgery through private insurance.
Right.
But Medicaid pays for their feeding therapy, for the braces for their feet so that their children can walk. This is what I'm trying to say. It's not black and white. It's not just one issue. You said there's a lot of moving parts, right? That's exactly what it is. It's all so multifaceted. And what it comes down to is that it's real people being affected. It's real lives. And lives are complicated and messy.
Well,
so
I don't
think we can look at it and say, well, absolutely, the one side or the other side is going to have the exact right answer, and we're going to be able to get one thing that works perfectly for everyone. I'm not naive. That's never going to happen.
No, I agree with you. Do you feel, and I would say this with all due respect, you were good enough to come on, though.
Yeah.
Hearing you is one thing versus how I think this is being used. This is being used by those who want to defend Obamacare, Ali, at all costs. And they offer up something like this, which is stunning, and we all feel, you see Charlie Gard in the news, we think about him, and listeners tell me, well, under socialized medicine, which Obamacare is, and we'll move more toward it, it's going to be more difficult to get this type of care, ultimately.
Do you want to get into the Charlie Gard thing? Because I could talk about that a little bit as a pediatric ICU nurse and someone who has done quite a lot of end-of-life care for children, both in this country and in other countries where I've worked. I hesitate to really speak to that.
Okay, no, you don't have to.
That's a very private, that's a family's absolute worst nightmare.
So,
I
hear you. Let me ask you a parting question, Ali, because of time then.
Yeah.
So where is this now? You've weathered this nonsense with these maniacs, death threats, and they think, well, that's a normal course of action. Can you give me, I know you don't say you want to make policy, but what is it you think has to happen here, at least based upon your experience?
Right. So I just want to say one thing about what you said earlier that, you know, people are using this or whatever. I don't have control over how people use our story. The only thing I can do is to share our story and be as accurate and as clear as possible about it. And I have tried very hard to do that. So I just...
Well, I commend you. I think you are, particularly for somebody who wasn't involved in this stuff. You are very buttoned up around this. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that being said, I think, I don't know. I wish I had a better answer for you than I don't know. I wish we could get true bipartisan reform on the table. I feel like right now the whole system is so polarized right now in Washington and around the country that there's a lot of just people not listening to each other, whether it's in a debate on Twitter or whether it's in the Senate.
Okay.
You know, or the House of Representatives. I wish we could get true bipartisan reform, because I think if we can listen to each other, listen to me, who says that we need the protections to save my kid's life, and listen to my friend who says we need reform because it's financially impossible for me to continue.
Gotcha.
Listen to both of us, and let's figure out a way better for all of us.
Allison, thank you. Thanks so much. And again, good luck with your child. This was very, very moving as a parent of two. I identify with you. Thank you for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.